Good morning. It is February the 15th, Monday. Happy President's Day for those of us in America. But for those of us not in America, like my co-host I'm blessed with today, Hillary Steele from Kent in England. She's the owner, manager, publisher of two magazines, Kent Women in Business and The Live Streamer. And so on that, I will just immediately segue. I think I have to go my hands like this. And so go ahead, Hillary. That's your cue to you know.
Well, yeah. thanks for having me and making me be on my best behavior for your cook report today. Yes, hold on.
What? Did you
Sorry,
lose
something just went funny in my screen. Sorry, I apologize. Oh. So yes, I am editor of two magazines. One is a physical print magazine here in the UK, and the other one, The Live Streamer, is launching later in the spring. So very exciting. As here we are, what are we doing right now? We're live streaming.
Right. And as part of that same topic, live streaming, today I'm going to do, as I do every Monday on the Cook Report, talk about a blog, and in this instance, a post in a blog. It's done by Ian Cleary. If you're not familiar with that guy, look him up, and it'll be in the show notes. I have the link for everything, so don't get your pen out. Start writing stuff down. Ian Cleary has a thing called RazorSocial.com, and the one that he's done this post is about YouTube search engine optimization. That is to say, how to drive more traffic, organic traffic, excuse me, to your videos that are on YouTube. And these are, he's one, two, three. I just numbered three things to consider to be part of that recipe. The first one is make good YouTube videos. And there's three flavors, okay? You're either going to have a YouTube video that's helpful, like a how-to, whatever. It's going to be entertaining. And boy, does she have some entertaining videos. And you know who I'm talking about. The last category is informative, like news clips, like the recent passing of the Supreme Court justice, something like that. So those three flavors, when you're making up the plan, that's what's going to be. It's going to be one of those three flavors. The second thing he talks about is considering the length of your videos. And more importantly, to measure the performance of a video, there's considerations involved with how many views did it get? How many comments did it get? Like if you had 50 people view it, nobody said a word, is it working? Well, maybe you need to ask them a question to get a comment. How many likes did it get? How many social media shares did it get? And then I think the most important part of it is the length of time users spend watching that video. If they're not giving you the full 5 minutes, 7 minutes that it takes to get to the call to action to subscribe to Kent Women in Business magazine, perhaps. And, oh, that's the other idea. We'll give a little shout out for Hillary right now. She prompted me the other day. She said, I just did some little quick promotional videos. That's a good idea. So, you know, like you have a landing page with a single call to action. Why not have a video with a single call to action? It just might work. And Hillary's several times mentioned this and that they're performing quite well. So There you have it. The last part and the biggest part of this post that Ian Cleary at Razor Social did is paying attention to naming conventions and your YouTube SEO process. You want to use long-tail keywords that describe what your video is about. Here's the example that he's referenced. If you have a title like How to Build Your WordPress Blog for Beginners and then dash WordPress Tutorial, before you get, oh boy, it says WordPress Blog and it's a WordPress Tutorial and it says How to Build Your Blog from Scratch and so forth, all of those things are there. Before you settle on that target keyword grouping or whatever, do a quick search on Google and find out if there's eight other people doing the same thing or not. Because you might have to change it, have to polish that apple a bit to make it work. Specify the tags in the video manager in YouTube that you want to use for your video. Utilize your description. One guy wrote an article. I don't know if I agree with it or not. He said your description should be 200 words in length. I think that's a hair long. I don't think.
Long.
Yeah, so I got a nod of agreement from the magazine editor. I'm done. I know I'm right now. So, in summary, this is a post that I'll have up on the stream today, and this is the places that you can see the Cook Report. Bear with me, because there's a bunch. I'm on Stitcher Radio. The rumor is I can be on 4 million dashboards in America, so why not? It's also posted onto Podbean.com, and by virtue of being on Podbean, it's listed onto iTunes. The tool that we're using here to record it right now. Oh, shout out time. I almost forgot shout out time. Thank you to Edinburgh Dusters for making our graphics. The company that likes to clean. If you're in Edinburgh, give Brazier a call. Then that apartment that you moved out of in Edinburgh when you were there on hiatus or whatever, he'll get it cleaned up and spiffy and ready to rent for the new people. The people at Blab, thank you so much for having this free. Did I say free? Yes, I did. It's free interface to record this. When you get done recording your show, they email you an email that has the audio as an MP3, the video as an MP4. So basically, at that point, it becomes copy and paste. After that, it's pretty easy doing it. And so we're on that on the profile on Blab. It's on the video part, our smiling faces, will be on YouTube. And I also embed that onto my blog at Guy R. Cook Online Services. That's the end of that shameless plug. So I want to thank everyone for listening, everyone that came into chat today, and hope you have a great week. There's a button down here someplace if you're on YouTube that you can subscribe, and I guess you won't get a free T-shirt if you subscribe, but I'll appreciate it nonetheless. And on that note, I'm going to say those three magic words that I say at the end of every show. It's a wrap.